KDA と全 KDA で直してる。And then more examples. So, you know, when this was in 2002, and it was the board dinner after the General Assembly. So you see the newly elected board, and they discuss stuff that more people get. And Eva is a really interesting person. She was a student back then. And for me, this picture marks the modern times of KDE. This was the start. sometimes is necessary, change happens and things are changing. And we have it in a good way. We have the community working group, we have the code of conduct, and I think in general we have the culture which allows us to take the growing pains, take the conflict issues and turn it into something constructive. And I think this allows us to grow as a community. To grow from this, which is the first picture I have of the KDE community, a bunch of geeks assembled around a trash can. Into this, a group of professionals working on the most popular and accessible world. So, but how does this actually happen? What are the things which make KDE this wonderful environment for growth? I think it's three things. The first is freedom. That's the base. Freedom is very important. And this is a wonderful quote from their community. Freedom is nothing else but a chance to be better. So this is what freedom actually allows us to be better. It allows us to do the things which are needed to become better. And we stand on a very solid base with freedom, with our free software, with the license behind that, with the freedoms formulated by Richard Stallman. So we can actually work on the software without restrictions. And I, as a contributor to K Organizer, I could check out the code, fix the crash, contribute without any restrictions. So these freedoms are really important for us to get involved and to grow. And it gives us a low barrier of entry, so this is really something of entry, so it's really something where people can join, and that's necessary to do something. And it also provides a lot of motivation. The people are free to choose how they work, what they are working on. They will be motivated. The motivation, of course, is a very essential ingredient of becoming better. And it also facilitates learning. There is educational research which shows that freedom is essential if you want to learn complex skills like how to write code, creativity, taking decisions. This kind of stuff is really facilitated by freedom. So you as a learner, as a grower, can actually use the freedom to exercise your growing skills. So freedom is the first thing. The second one is purpose. KDE, I think, is a really fascinating project because it's not only meta, it's not only about region, community or whatever, but we have a purpose. We want to develop something. And we want to develop our latest desktop. So this is the screenshot of our latest release announcement. So that's where we are coming from. We have this joint common goal to actually develop software for our end users, specifically the desktop. And this was started by Matthias Heppig and Martin Konrad. You see them here. Side note, they just signed the FAA, you should do that as well, up to the board. But what was fascinating to me about Matthias' original announcement when he started, he said, okay, I have a problem here I want to solve. There's a purpose in what I'm doing. I want to make my girlfriend able to use a computer under Linux. There was no desktop. And so he decided to write it, and he did it. And all of us. And this purpose is really strong, and the moment where I felt that most strongly was one of the first events where I actually met KDE people. There was a conference in Frankfurt, and KDE got an award for the best open source project or whatever. And Linus Torvalds was there to give the award. And after the award was given, Marty Gorman explained to him how KDE works, what it does, how great it is. And it was amazing. The energy there was completely blew me away. It was fantastic. Everybody was very focused on creating software, very friendly and welcoming. And that you could feel that there was the higher purpose there. People really Hallelujah.